Good morning. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report. An earthquake early warning system for California is getting a $5 million boost thanks to that massive government spending bill approved by Congress over the weekend. KPCC's Sandon Totten takes a look at where the money will go.
In most cases, the warning system could give people just a few seconds to drop and cover before a quake reaches them. Still, in that amount of time, trains could stop, surgeons could lay down the scalpel, and gas lines could be shut off. This one-time $5 million sum falls short of the $80 million the U.S. Geological Survey says it would need to build out a robust warning system. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of Burbank says this initial funding should be a call to action.
I'm hoping that this will jumpstart the state legislature to not only voice support for it, as it has, but also, you know, put the money down on the table.
Right now, the network relies on about 625 sensors placed deep in the ground near faults along the West Coast. The USGS wants to add about 1,000 more. This new funding will help them do that near the Hayward and San Andreas faults in Northern California and the Elsinore and San Jacinto faults in Southern California. For the California Report, I'm Sandon Totten in Los Angeles.
A federal agency with jurisdiction over California's high-speed rail project says it has the authority to preempt state environmental laws, laws that opponents have relied on to sue to try to block the project. The U.S. Surface Transportation Board said California's Environmental Quality Act conflicts with its authority over interstate railroads. That ruling, made public Monday, was a response to a request from high-speed rail authorities to clarify the law so the project can move forward. While the nation's first bullet train system has faced many legal and political challenges and big questions about its funding and future, California high-speed rail officials still plan to ring in the new year with a groundbreaking ceremony in Fresno on January 6th. And as Alice Daniel reports, some Central Valley residents see the promise of rail construction jobs as a pathway out of poverty.
Since the great westward expansion,
more than 100 people, most of them out of work, are watching promotional videos about high-speed rail. They've packed this community center in the rural farming town of Orange Cove, about 35 miles east of Fresno, for a workshop on how to get jobs with the bullet train.
California is taking bold new steps into the future of transportation with the development of the first high-speed rail in the United States. And at the hub of this transformative program is the center of California's heartland, the city and county of Fresno.
When the 520-mile-long project eventually starts laying down track, it will need iron workers, laborers, cement masons, carpenters, and more.
I built this bridge.
I built it.
I built it.
I built it with my two hands.
The idea of building something that will last appeals to Ruben Galvez, an unemployed farm worker who is at the workshop.
There's not too much work here in the Central Valley. It's a lot of agriculture base. So maybe this will take people out of the fields. And maybe it'll give them a steadier job. Instead of working 6 months out of the year, they'll be able to work, you know, the whole year.
But finding a job with the rail is a multi-step process, especially if you don't have experience with a trade. Galvez can sign up on a rail jobs website and then wait for a call back. If he passes math and English literacy requirements, a drug test, an interview, and a fitness test, he may be eligible for a free pre-apprenticeship training program.
It's a little bit of a tricky process.
Elizabeth Jonathan of the High Speed Rail Authority says getting a job requires going through the right channels.
It's not directly with us as a state government. It's through the contractors, subcontractors, even businesses that supply materials and such. And a lot of those actual construction workers, the vast majority, will be dispatched from the unions.
She means the building trade unions, which have apprenticeship programs to train workers for the rail jobs she expects will ramp up in a few months. Ground prep, demolition, engineering, and construction.
It's going to be a sudden sort of explosion of people that we're going to need, and we want to make sure that they're all qualified, in the pipe, ready to go.
The union signed an agreement with the High Speed Rail Authority to hire workers from federally designated impoverished census tracts for about a third of the project's work hours. Most of Fresno County fits that bill, with some of the highest unemployment rates in the state. The agreement also includes hiring a subset of disadvantaged workers, including the chronically unemployed, veterans, single mothers, and former inmates.
We have the single largest public infrastructure project in the history of the state of California coming through the poorest parts of our state.
That's Blake Konzel, director of the Fresno Regional Workforce Investment Board. He lobbied hard for the agreement and estimates at the peak of construction, it will help a minimum of 5,000 workers get hired. And these jobs pay well for the Central Valley. But first, people have to be trained.
This is the Sheet Metal Workers Union Hall and Classroom. We're sort of turning it into a working university here.
Pat Barr runs the workforce's pre-apprenticeship program, which introduces candidates to different trades and tutors them in math and communication skills. 33-year-old Patrick McCarthy recently finished the program, and now he has an apprenticeship with the Laborers Union making $22 an hour plus benefits. Before this training, he couldn't find a decent-paying job because of a prison record for burglary. But now he's busy prepping the ground for the rail line.
I'm working on the potholing for them right now. That's where we find the utilities that are buried in the ground so the excavators won't hit them.
But McCarthy's unusual. About 100 people have completed the pre-apprenticeship program in Fresno County. Most of them are working on other kinds of construction jobs, hoping that after the January groundbreaking, the high-speed rail project will pick up steam. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, December 16th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bracamontes and Velocic PC, San Francisco trial lawyers protecting the injured and wrongfully terminated, fighting for tenants' rights. BVLawSF.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.